weather forecast said the wind was coming in from the west, and the wind increased its speed. We thought we were going to get away with it, so we're into showers. But what we'll do, just as a, because you've all made the effort to be here and it's really appreciated, I'm going to take the time by giving you a couple of little feel-good stories, followed up by a little bit of question and answer. Then after that, just as we do a piece of the walk, and I know a lot of you have come a long way and want to see something in Canby, we'll make our way down to the Canby Club and we'll pick up on the last leg of it. Is everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Take a seat, sir. So, we've done the welcomes to Canby Island, and it's really nice that you've all made the effort to make it here for Lee's Memorial Day. First of all, we'll start with Lee, because it's his special day. And Lee Brillo and I were local friends from the age of 11 that lived around these parts, and we had boats and we used to play on the marshes of Canby Island. Canby Island, as it is now, is still a very, very special place. Canby's a very down-to-earth place, and the local people are friendly, tough, and very funny people. And there's always been a huge sense of humour. And if I just tell you, historically, that Canby Island actually hails from the east end of London. The population now is around 45,000. And when I was born here in 1953, it was just a population of 8,000. So slowly, it's grown and grown and grown, more or less out of, it's a satellite of the east end of London, which gives it its fairly sharp wit to people. And Lee and I had a great childhood here, because of surrounded by the whole marshland and being able to get in our boats and row across to Kent and go to the South End Pier. It was a very interesting place to grow up, but also near enough to London that you could really understand as a hub of what was going on in the world. Lee was a very bright guy, very much into blues music, and started playing blues music at a very early age on a banjo and a 12-string and a slide guitar. And we formulated a jug band. And we used to tour Canby Island at the age of 14 and play at various pubs and clubs, including the Canby Club, where we're going to end up this little chit-chat today. And on the weekend, we would make about four or five shows. Sometimes we would play outside the venues, and sometimes we would play in. And there was a magic in the air then. We knew at that young age that what we were doing was something a bit bigger than all of us. There was a calling that was there. As we moved on, I went off and went to acting school in London, and Lee developed with other members of Dr. Feelgood, the Dr. Feelgood band, as it all started out in the 70s, electric and playing forward. And then went on to London, but prior to going to London, and this is interesting for our Dutch friends that's here, before we ever played in London, we first went to Holland. Because we always feel here, we are, the Thames Estuary is the gateway to Europe. Because if you go off Canby, the next stop is Belgium. And if you turn left, it's Holland, if you turn right, it's France. So we feel very much part of Europe here, because we're close. We're closer to our European cousins than we are to people from Manchester and Liverpool. That's just how it is. So we had a very, very successful small tour with the Dr. Feelgood band, with Wilco Johnson, Big Figure, Sparko and Lee, and myself, along as roadie. And that's how I slowly got on board and started learning the craft of management. So we actually played in Holland about seven or eight shows before we played in London. And we were so appreciated by the Dutch audiences, be it that they were on the young side, there was a definite, that ongoing feeling of magic. And this magic is the kind of theme through all this, which is why I think I'm standing here today after 36 years of operations with the Feelgoods. There's a bit more to it than just a band. So, moving on from Holland and Lee and the Thames River and the jug band, I'm going to tell you a couple of little feel-good stories.